Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan, joined as always by Big Jer, Black Trey, and Jay Skills. And we got a guest today, but I'm going to hold off on introducing the guest before I tell you guys. Patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get the overflow episodes. That's where you get the watch-alongs. That's where you get all the extra content, all the good stuff. Make sure you subscribe. Patreon.com/countthedings.
Yo, Amin, you say you've been catching up on TV the last 2 weeks. Yeah. Where the fuck have you been, bro?
Look, man, let me say something. Let me say something real quick.
Yo, when you see a nigga smile like that when you ask that question, he's about to say some
shit. I'm just saying, like, two Sundays ago was Super Bowl Sunday when we were recording. I was as close to death as possible because from Wednesday to Saturday of that week, the Super Bowl was in Phoenix. I live in Phoenix, and I was basically living two-a-days. Every day, Wednesday, go out during the day, we get hammered, come back home, literally just a shower, change, maybe get a bite to eat, and then go back out. So Wednesday, it was Rick Ross at the W, which was, it was cold as shit. It was on the rooftop, Trey, you know, right by the pool or whatever, and it was like 40 degrees that night. So it was like everyone was freezing. Rick Ross took forever to get out there, but shout out to B. She hooked it up for us to get in, and it was a great show. It was just cold as hell. Thursday, I went to the Waste Management Open, which if y'all don't know, people talk about, oh, you went to golf? Man, let me tell you something, man.
That's the this best event.
It's the best sporting event there is, man. Because you just go out there, you get hammered, you eat, you run into people, and that's it. So we went to, I had two wristbands. I had, what's it called? Greenskeeper. That's the one with the DJs. The DJs and the little lake in the background. If you saw my Instagram story where I was sitting and it looked like I was just like in the middle of water, that was Greenskeeper right there at the end of the day. And then the other one was 16th hole. That's the one where they got like 15,000 fans around this golf hole and people are booing and all this. It's like, it's not like golf. It's like a regular ass sporting event. So I was going back and forth between them two. Thursday night, I went to some NFL joint, can't remember. Friday, I went back to the golf and sat in the 16th hole in the general admission. And if y'all saw in the news, there was a streaker. Like, some dude ran down and started streaking and then ran away or whatever. That nigga was sitting right next to us, man. Like, right the fuck next to us. And to the point where the cops came over and they started asking us. I'm like, I don't know that nigga, man. Like,
hey, so the nigga started taking off his clothes and y'all was looking at him like, what the fuck is this nigga up to?
No, it's really like, because we just got in like this. And I was like, I was looking at the beer guy or whatever. And then I turn around and I'm like, oh, and I turn around and I see this nigga running across the thing. I'm like, oh. And then I was like, wait, was that the dude that was sitting right here? So the cops came and they were like, where are his clothes? I said, I don't know. And apparently what happened was he had a girl with him. And as soon as he jumped and everyone went, oh, everyone's looking at the streaker, she picked up the clothes and just dipped, right? Ooh. But so I mean, it's smart, right? Except
niggas trying to go viral, man.
What do you get out of streaking? I don't understand. Let me tell you. What's the award?
Let me just tell you this. He was juking the hell out of them old folks. That was spin moves and chop steps, whatever. And them old folks were like, ah, shit was funny. And they told me the nigga went out and he ran onto another hole. I didn't see this part because he ran out of the 16th. He ran out to another hole and then jumped in the lake and started doing like the backstroke. That's what they said. I don't know if that's an exaggeration, but like that's what they told me happened. Right?
I was gonna say that shit sound like some crazy shit, man.
I'm just saying that's what they told me happened. So Friday came home, showered, then I went to the Drake party. Now this is my favorite part where niggas are trying to tell you some shit about your city, and like, nah, like that's not. So the Drake party is at the Scottsdale Airport. That's like the Teterboro of Phoenix. That's where all the private jets
y'all was
come
in. North.
North, north. Watch this. So it's like it's at the airport, and it says at the hangar. I'm like, that shit's in an airplane hangar. So many niggas like, nah, it's a restaurant in Scottsdale called the Hangar. I'm like, nah, nigga, I'm looking at this address. This is an airport. It's a hangar. Yes,
y'all
no, pa- yes, no.
Y'all pass Frank Lloyd Wright. When you pass Frank Lloyd Wright, you are far.
If you know Phoenix geography, the 101 north south, right? At some point, that nigga just starts to turn and go west. Once it turns, like, that means you've gone too far north, right? So we're out there at this airstrip, right? Trying to get in. No line, hundreds and hundreds of people.
I'm with my cousin Eve. So he's like, he's going to figure everything out. He's got his guy trying to get him in. But the problem is, everybody who's ever played in the NFL since the history of time, this is the leather helmet, they're all there. They're all there.
Leather helmet niggas.
And they've got like, everyone's got 40 people with them. Every, I'm like, it's not 2002, guys. Like, come on, man.
Niggas got two, the maybe,
everyone's got an entourage. Like, I'm saying, like the 90s never left. Like we're going broke as soon as my career is over. That kind of, that level of entourage. And mad they can't get all 40 of their people in. So finally, we squeeze in, we get in, we go in there, and the weirdest shit. So the VIP is upstairs, and they got tables, and it's kind of overlooking down where the stage is. Then you got the stage, which is almost like a catwalk. So there's people here and people here in the corners or whatever.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
And so the shit starts. I'm upstairs. I'm like, well, let me go downstairs and see what it's like. I go downstairs and there's like this, I can't explain it, man. It's literally like a walkway that walks right up to the stage. And there ain't no security and ain't nothing. I'm like, so I could just walk here and just be like 5 feet away from Drake? Why the fuck is everyone sitting upstairs then? Like, it just made no sense. None of it made sense. People were pushing and shoving on, like literally on this side of the barricade. I'm like, y'all know you could just walk around this barricade and be where I'm at and be right there. Whatever. Drake came on. He put on a good show. He did like all the hits from way, way back from the mixtape since like 2009 all the way through. Told little stories, jokes. It was cool, whatever. Saturday, I went to Gronk's party. Now, this shit was at Talking Stick at the resort. It was outdoors, and they had a stage, and they had Ludacris. I literally can't tell you who performed. I know Luda was there. I know Lil Jon was there. I have no idea what was happening. I was just hitting that bar hard, that VIP boy with the wrist. No tomorrow. I was a man on a mission.
With the wristband, no tomorrow.
Edge of tomorrow. Bro, I was two double fists and everything, man. And then, like, there was, oh, so-and-so. I'm like, whatever the fuck, man. So, got done with that. Showered, changed, came home. Went back to Netflix. Now, this was, to me, this was the best party. Netflix did their party at Topgolf, right? So what they did was they started with just Topgolf. You came in, you checked in, you played, you know, hit the golf balls, whatever, and they had Serena there. Offset was there. DJ Khaled was there. A couple other people were there. They're all part of this shit. By the way, did y'all do that campaign, Trey? The Michelob shit? Is that y'all or yeah, no?
That was us.
Okay. Yeah. So
and there we was did a lot Gronk. Of we did the Gronk field goal too.
Oh, yeah. But like the Netflix party was in concert with Michelob. So like all the motherfuckers from the Michelob commercial were in this shit right here. Now, here's the fun part. I roll up to this shit. I had an RSVP, but they said the RSVP line is over there. And I saw this line going like around the block. I was like, I'm not doing that shit, man.
So I go up to like the VIP check-in thing over here. Now, Quincy, I don't know if this happens to you, man. This is my level of fame. This is where my fame works. I walk up to the VIP thing. It's like five people in line in front of me. I'm like, cool. Walk up. There's a girl with a laptop. I know my name's not on the list. I said, Al Hassan's the last name. And I spell it. And I'm like, are you sure you're spelling it right? No, it's not in there. How about with an A? No, that's not that. First name's a mean. No, I ain't got that. All right. Check Sean Little. I dropped Sean's name just out of the blue. I said, maybe it's on my voice. Said, nope, no, ain't no Sean Little on there either. I'm like, huh, that's weird. She's like, who left you the passes? Now, 2 weeks earlier, one of my homegirls used to work with me at ESPN, started at Netflix. So I just dropped her name out of the blue. I was like, check so-and-so. No, she's not here. She's not here. I'm like, she's like, can you call her? Maybe she come out. I'm like, all right, cool. And I'm like, fuck, man. I turn around. I see Shaq. Shaq comes out with Uncle Jerome. I say, what's up, Uncle Jerome? He look at me like, oh, man, what's up? And he tells Shaq, hey, look who it is. And Shaq goes, this motherfucker. And then everybody laughs, right? And so I go back, and I'm still kind of like looking. I'm acting like I'm looking for somebody. And the security guy comes up to me, and he says, hey, man. Were you surprised they didn't trade OG Anunoby at the trade deadline? And like, oh, man, let me tell you about OG Anunoby. I gave that nigga 15 minutes of basketball right there. I think the Raptors actually played well. No, Quincy, this is my – that's my thing. In L.A., in Vegas, it's like I'll be somewhere. It'll be a million niggas. You're not getting in. And then the one security guy would come up to me like, hey, man, how you think the Lakers going to do this year? And I'm like, oh, man, let me tell you about the Lakers. And that's it. I do that, and I'm like, come on, how many you got with you? These three? All right, let's go. That's my life. That's my life. I love it, man. I'll do it forever. If you're a bouncer, security guard, a bartender, if you ask me anything about basketball, I will give you the whole show right there, your own private show. but then you got to get me and my people in. So we got in. We walk like three steps in, and I'm like, wait a second. We're supposed to have wristbands. I said, hey, man, they want us to have wristbands. And he literally goes back to the girl with the laptop and says, give me four wristbands. And he just snatched it. I was like, oh, shit. Like, all right. Put on the wristband. Hey, we get in.
All right. Whoever that nigga is, he the MVP.
Shout out to him, right? So we get inside. And now we're in there. And I'm like, cool. Let's just eat, drinks, whatever. I see my homegirl. I work for Netflix. Like, what you doing here? Come on. We go up to the super duper VIP upstairs. Like, this is, and it ain't no rush to get drinks. It ain't no rush to get food. I'm like, this is the life right here. Go out there, Serena and them hitting the golf balls. I'm like, all right, cool. Y'all do your thing. I'm getting these drinks over here. So then midway through, they stop the golf. They're like, all right, we're shutting down the golf. I'm like, oh, what's happening? And then like a flatbed truck comes out. And goddamn Anderson .Paak is on the back of the flatbed truck with the DJ and everything. The speakers are on it as they're driving. He's DJing. And now all the people who's here in the little golf boots, they all rush up to the truck. They start partying right there. And this nigga spinning this and spinning that. He killing it. He got his wig on. What's his alter ego? Y'all know. He got like an alter ego when he DJs, right?
You asked me this like last week. I forgot.
Yeah. Though. Whatever.
Yeah, but they know.
They know. He's killing it. Killing it. I'm like, wow. Why is he on a truck, though? Meanwhile, in the background, there's all this activity. Turns out they're building a stage on the fairway. They're building a stage. I'm talking about from scratch. There was nothing there. All of a sudden, we ran out pipes and stuff, and all of a sudden, there's a big-ass stage. Anderson .Paak raps, the fucking truck drives off, and now DJ Khaled is on the stage behind him. And now everybody pushes up to that stage. And he performing, and they got the fireworks coming out of, like, the holes at the top golf going into the... I'm like, this shit is crazy. But then DJ Khaled had to do the DJ Khaled thing, which is make everything about DJ Khaled. So first of all, he ran out of his own songs to play. He started playing other people's songs, which is cool. Except he would do shit like he'd play Blow the Whistle. And when Short said, what's my favorite word? To kill the music. And everybody says, biatch, right? And Cal said, no. What's my favorite word? Another one. And I'm like, that's technically two words, Khaled. But like, he literally went through this stage where he would play exactly 20 seconds of music before he would stop it and start talking again. And the talking was just complete Khaled gibberish. What do you say? If you believe in God, put your hands up. We're like, what? What are you talking about? God did. What you talking about? Y'all don't believe in God, but God did.
The so, Jesus reference?
No Jesus. Everything
was God, right? No, I'm saying y'all didn't believe in God, but God did. Yeah.
He does that. He wraps up. Now, meanwhile, apparently everybody was at the Sports Illustrated party. That shit was over there at the resort, and that shit was outdoors. The niggas were miserable over there. So, like, I got done with that. I was like, you know what, man? This is cool. I'm happy. I had a great week. But then I saw Josiah Johnson. Josiah was like, let's just go to any old dive bar. So we went to a dive bar in Phoenix, me, Josiah, a couple other people, and we shut that motherfucker down. And so Sunday, I'm like, I had nothing left.
But a nigga to be actually tapped on the Super Bowl is hilarious.
I barely watched that game. I was in the, you ain't miss couch much, with bro. A blanket on. No, it was dope, man. That shit was crazy.
You ain't miss much, bro.
That jerk. Shit was crazy.
That was a great game.
Hey, Jerv. Why your boy turned into that commercial? I touched the ball, coach. ball went off me, coach.
Look, Jerv gonna delete this whole little set.
Yo, Quincy, thank you so much, brother, man, for joining us. We appreciate you, brother. This is great. This is awesome. And man, hopefully we can have you back soon. Jerv, Trey, Jay, thank you all as always. And again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. You get all the extra content. You get this whole podcast all at once as opposed to little bitty ones every single day. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.